Okay, so I'm going to talk about our support program a little bit. My name is Tom Gibo. I'm with the Open Specifications or Interoperability Support team, and I just want to talk about support so you'll know what to do not only during the PlugFest but even after the PlugFest if you have questions about the open specs, about our test suites, tools, anything like that. So this is kind of it's while you're here to help you, but it's also for afterwards as well. So I just want to introduce who we are, just talk a little bit about who the support folks are, what we support, why we're here, what we're doing, how to get help. That's probably the most important thing I want to tell you today is how to get help, not only how to submit requests, but what the best way to get us to help you is to be more efficient with your communication with us, how the feedback loop works with us, with support, the product group, that kind of thing, and then some resources. So I'm going to try to keep this kind of short so you guys can get back to your testing, do the stuff you really want to do. And I know it's the end of a long day. You've had some really great talks and hope you've enjoyed it. So we'll keep this kind of short. So just a little bit about us. We are Escalation Engineers. We're in the developer support organization. We are all senior or experienced support engineers in developer support. So we speak many languages, programming languages, including Klingon, which isn't actually a programming language. we do have a lot of geeky guys in here, so some do probably speak some Klingon. We have a diverse operating system and platform background. Some come from Unix environments, so they share some things in common with you guys. Some come from different backgrounds. We have a diverse product knowledge and experience, so we really offer some depth and background that we can help you guys out. We'll promise during the PlugFest to change our geeky T-shirts every day. So this is just a little fun thing. Our team is split across multiple sites here at Microsoft. So we've got some in Seattle and Dallas and North Carolina. So who can identify? Let's start with this guy up here, up in Seattle. These are all.
Jimmy.
What?
Jimmy Hendrix.
Thank you, Jimmy Hendrix. So these are all guys that are famous for the locations that we have sites. So this is Seattle. So this is Jimi Hendrix. Okay, what about this guy down here? Anybody know who that is? Yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Good. I should have like T-shirts to give people. Okay, and then how about this guy here for North Carolina? Now this is probably a harder one. No, he's a musician. What? No, close. Earl Scruggs? Okay. So, Earl Scruggs, if you know bluegrass, if you're familiar with bluegrass, this is a very famous figure. He's from North Carolina. So, just a little bit of trivia. We're split across these sites. Okay. So, what do we support? So, starting at the base, we support the open specifications. It's kind of why we're all here. We're here to talk about specifications to help you guys implement to be interoperable with Microsoft products and with each other. So the documents themselves are products, or our product that we support. So we have over 400 Windows documents. We have over 500 Office, Exchange, SharePoint, Link documents. We also support the interoperability tools that go along with those, including things like the protocol test suites that use the test framework, and things like BFF Validator, MailSim now, we're introducing that here, and a number of other tools. So we kind of support a few different things, but it all stems from the interoperability and open specifications. So another thing that the support organization does is that we work at these PlugFests and different events around the world. So we actually go to You know, we've got this one here in Redmond. This isn't the only one. We also go to China. We do Beijing and Taipei. We've done one in Spain in Zaragoza. And the support folks go along with the interop product teams, and we help them by, you know, helping to troubleshoot issues, take capture issues, work with you guys, and continue the conversation with all you guys after the PlugFest and the events end. And we also do interoperability labs, and that's where we get to work with you guys one-on-one in a more direct kind of thing. And if you guys are interested in doing that, just talk to us if you think you have a good case or a good reason to have a more directed lab with us. Just talk to one of the PMs or one of us support guys, and we'll definitely make a case for you and try to set that up. And then we also do like startup challenges and hackathons, and we go to these and try to help those customers with their interop needs. So our main goal is to do debugging, to help you guys troubleshoot and do debugging, and then to capture issues, capture things that can improve the specifications and documents, and then also to build on all of that, to improve the documents and build our relationships with you guys so that we can work better with you in the future. So how do you get help? So this is pretty short, sweet, simple message. Two ways to get help from the support organization, and that's our main channel outside of the PlugFest. We can even use those at the PlugFest if you want. If you do have an issue, you want to report, you'd like to make it official, and you're even at the PlugFest, that's fine. You can use these. We have DocHelp@Microsoft.com. So that's our email alias. It's a more one-to-one private communication. We'll work with you directly. No one else will see your issue. Or we have our open specifications forums. And those are community forums. There's community participation, and everybody will see it. The benefit there is other implementers can help you. And all of these issues that you submit will turn into support cases, so they'll get tracked. So that means we won't lose your issue, you know, the things won't get forgotten. You know, if you just email someone at Microsoft and say, hey, can you help me with something, and it's just someone you met in a, you know, in a team that's working on something, they may be busy, they may, you know, it may get forgotten for a while. Well, these are gonna turn into support cases. We have SLAs, we have service level agreements, and we'll make sure that those get followed up and that we get you answers as soon as we can. And the other benefit is it's free. So that's great. Okay? So one of the important things that I want to make sure you guys know is when you're submitting information or submitting questions to us, it's important for you to help us help you by giving us all the information we need to make it more efficient so that we don't have to keep going back and forth and asking you questions about the initial problem. So things that you want to include are like, for example, the document name that you're actually working on. That's very helpful. The section, the version of the document. So if you've got like a build, you know, that you've gotten from, you know, maybe a pre-release or a preview build, that's important to know. The document version is actually in at the footer of each page of our open specs. So it's important for you to let us know what version of the document you're working on, and what section of the document and the verbatim in the document that you think is wrong and what you're implementing. What impact does it have on your project? Is this blocking you? Or is it just nice to know, or are you just kind of offloading this to us and saying, you know, here, go fix this, I'm fine, I've worked around it, you don't need, you know, that's important for us to know, we can prioritize these issues. And then a very clear problem description and breaking out the multiple issues. If you've got multiple issues, break them out clearly so that we can order them and multitask and get you answers on all of your questions. Another thing that's really important is sample files and traces and supporting data. So, you know, go ahead and gather all that stuff. I mean, it's like any support case, just go ahead and gather that stuff ahead of time as much as you can to kind of give us the sort of ammunition we need to attack the issue. So I like to show a really good example of a support, you know, question or a question about our open specs. And this is one that came in. I'm not going to read this. It's a lot of detail. But I just want to point out some of the, you know, the points that were done very well. This is like Exhibit A, and it's very good. So it has a very effective title, has, you know, the spec version, so we know exactly what document we were working with, the verbatim, so the person showed us exactly what was in the document, that where he was looking and what was wrong. Gave us a good background information, what they were working on when they found the problem. The actual product that they were working on. The documents all have behavior and, you know, behavior notes and product versions that they apply to applicability. Okay, and then trace output, so that's really helpful. And then a couple more things. They highlighted the problem in the trace output, so doing things like that is really helpful to get us quickly to it, so we're not looking through pages and pages of trace output and wondering, well, you know, where's the actual problem? Can you point us to it more quickly? And then finally, a clear request, like state what it is you want us to do. I mean, it seems obvious, but sometimes we're not sure exactly what you need. Sometimes you may only need an acknowledgement that says, yeah, it looks like a problem, but you've already worked around it or something. Sometimes you really want us to give you a lot more in response. So, okay? So things that are not, this is kind of like the out of scope, things that are not related to open specifications documentation generally are going to be out of scope. However, there are exceptions to that. If it's a matter of interoperability and it's related somehow to the specifications, then of course we're not going to just shut you down. So this is just a few things. Product questions, obviously we do have standard support for our products, and if it's just about the product and has nothing to do with interoperability, we're going to redirect you there. Deployment questions, so, you know, how to deploy Exchange and SharePoint. These are, you know, we have whole groups that can help you with that. Implementation choices, you know, it's rare that we're going to give you advice on how to, you know, implement your solution unless it does have some specific bearing on the specification. And then legal and licensing questions, we do have groups that handle that, and we will direct you to those, and they would be happy to help you with those kind of questions. Okay, so here's just a simple diagram to show the whole feedback loop and how you guys play a really important part in what we do in improving the documents. We go, you know, we've got the documents up on MSDN. Sometimes you may have another build or a preview build of the document, but however you get them, you guys are our partners. You use them for your implementations. You give us feedback on the forums and doc help. They go through us. We, you know, do our best to vet and validate the issue and also to give you feedback to help you work around the problem, get you moving. But we have to feed this stuff back through a bug system to our product development group, which then does the document updating, and then they have to do testing. So they do their use their test suites, and they go through regression testing, and then that finally ends up in publishing the document. So we're back at the full cycle. And then finally, we're at the last slide, the resources that you guys have for using these. This is the open specifications, the protocols page. I did want to mention a couple of other things. We have the new landing page that you heard about today, and to give us feedback on that, if you'd like to come in and talk to some of the content folks and talk to some people about that, go to room 1423. Is that right? 1423. So please take a look at the landing page. Tell us what you think. We really need that. That's one of our main goals, to try to help you guys use the open specs. And then the other thing I wanted to tell you is that 1472 and 1476 are the offices that we're in. I've probably showed, most of us have showed you guys where we are. They're the orange conference rooms on the back hallway. Windows protocols guys camp out in one. Office, SharePoint, Exchange, Link, etc. guys camp out in the other one. And please feel free, all of you, to just pop in there, stick your head in if you need something, and say, hey, you know, I'm stuck. I need a piece of hardware. I need some configuration. I need something to get me going again. And that's it.